Welcome back to your daily dose of ancient wisdom. We continue our reading of Srimad Bhagavata Mahapurana, Book 2, Discourse 5, A Description of Cosmos. Narada said, "My obeisance to you, O God of gods, creator of all beings, forefather to all, kindly instruct to me in what wisdom which makes one realize the truth of the spirit. My Lord, kindly tell me in essence the truth about this universe, as to what its characteristics are, on what is it supported, by whom is it being created, where it ultimately rests, by what powers it is ruled, what it essentially is. You surely know all this, for you are the Lord of that which has come to be, that which is still to come, and that which is coming into existence. Like a fruit of the umbilic myrobian on the palm of one's hand, the universe is within the range of your knowledge. What is the source of your special knowledge, and by whom are you supported? To what power do you owe your allegiance, and what is your essential nature? Single-handed, you create all beings out of the five elements by dint of your own Maya, wonderful creative energy. Even as a spider spins a web out of his own mouth without any exertion and sports in that web, so do you create all beings in your own self by your own energy and remain unchanged in yourself. Of all that is known through a certain name, form, and qualities in this world, O Lord, I know of nothing animate or inanimate, high or low or mediocre, which has its source in anything other than you. By the fact that even you, the supreme ruler of all, practice austerities, penance with great concentration of mind, you bewilder us and lead us to suspect that there is something higher than you. Omniscient as you are, O ruler of all, I ask you for this. Pray therefore instruct me in such a way I will follow your teachings correctly." Brahma replied, "Laudable is this inquiry of yours, dear child, who are full of compassion to all. For you have thereby urged me to reveal the Lord's glory. It is not without truth either that what you have spoken about me, my son. For until one has come to know him who is even greater than me, all this greatness appears as belonging to me. I seem to manifest or bring forth the universe which stands manifested by the self-effluent Lord, much in the same way as the sun and fire, the moon and the other planets, as well as the other stars and the lunar mansions seem to illuminate it, the universe, even though it stands illuminated by the Lord. I bow to the same Lord Vasudeva and meditate to him. Deluded by his Maya, which is so difficult to conquer, people like you speak of me as the father of the universe. Nay, bewildering by that Maya, fools wantingly speak of the body as their self and all that belongs to it as mine, although this Maya is too shy even to stand the Lord's look. In reality, O divine sage, there is no substance other than Lord Vasudeva, neither the elements nor karma of destiny nor time nor Swabhava, the nature, nor the individual soul. Narayana, Lord Vishnu, is the goal of the Vedas. The gods have sprung from his limbs of Narayana. The sacrifices are meant to please Narayana, and the worlds attained through such sacrifices are so many limbs of Narayana's cosmic body. Narayana is the ultimate object of all yoga, concentration of the mind, All austere penance is intended to propitiate to Narayana. All wisdom is directed towards Narayana, and all paths lead to Narayana. He is at once the seer and the ruler. Though immutable, he is all-embracing. It is he who has created me, and encouraged by his glance, I evolve this creation. The Lord is infinite and beyond the three gunas or modes of Prakriti. It is his Maya that has assumed these three gunas, the Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, for the purpose of creation, preservation and destruction. Through the agency of the elements, the senses and the gods presiding over the senses, these gunas or modes of Prakriti bind the individual soul who is subject to Maya, though ever free in essence, with the consciousness that he is the physical body, the senses and the mind all in one. The selfsame Lord who transcends sense perception envelops himself beyond recognition with the three sleets of matter. He is a ruler of all beings as well as myself, O Narada. Intent upon becoming many at the dawn of creation, the Lord of Maya assumed at will, pressed into his services for the purpose of creation by his own Maya or the deluding potency, time, karma or destiny of the jivas, and swabhava, the innate disposition that had already existed in a latent form in his being. Time disturbed the equilibrium of the three gunas. Swabhava transformed them, and from karma was evolved Mahat, the principles of cosmic intelligence. All these functioning through the power of the Lord himself. From Mahat, as it underwent transformation, dominated as it was by the Rajas and the Sattva, emanated an evolute which was dominated by the element of Tamas, darkness or opacity, and was made up of three factors, Dravya, the substance, Jnana, the intelligence, and Kriya, the activity. This was known by the names of Anahakara and became the threefold as it underwent transformation. Its three varieties are Vaikarika or Sattvika and Taijasa, which is Rajasika, and Tamasa, which are severally predominated. O Narada, by the force of Jnana, Kriya, and Dravya, from the Tamasa Ahanakara, the origin of the five gross elements as it underwent transformation was evolved ether. Shabda, sound, is the subtle form as well as the distinctive characteristic of this element and its sound, which furnishes a clue to the seer and the seen. From ether, as it underwent transformation, sprang up the element of air, which is characterized by the quality of touch. Having inherited the characteristic of its cause, ether, it further characterized by the quality of sound. Vitality, energy, zeal, and strength are only other names of air. From the element of air, even as it underwent transformation under the impelling force of time as well as destiny, the innate disposition of various individual souls was evolved fire, which is characterized by quality of color and has also inherited the characteristics of its chain of causes, namely sound and touch. From the element of fire, even as it underwent transformation, sprang up water, which is characterized by quality of taste. It is further characterized by the qualities of color, touch, and sound, which it has inherited from its chain of cause, namely fire, air, and ether. From the elements of water, even as it underwent transformation, came into being the earth, which is characterized by the quality of smell, as well as the qualities of taste, color, touch, and sound, which it has inherited from its chain of causes, water, fire, air, and ether. From the sattvika ego sprang up the cosmic mind, as well as the deity presiding over the same, namely the moon god, and the 10 deities severally presiding over the 5 senses of perception and the 5 organs of action, namely the Digdevatas, the wind god, the sun god, Varuna, the twin gods, Ashwinis, the physicians of the gods, the god of fire, Indra, the lord of paradise, Lord Vishnu, appearing as younger brother of Indra and therefore called Upendra, Mitra, one of the 12 sons of Aditi, and Prajapati. Footnote. Of the 10 gods enumerated above, the Digdevatas preside over the auditory sense, the wind god over the sense of touch, the sun god over the sense of sight, Varuna over the sense of taste, and Ashwinis over the olfactory sense. Again, the god of fire presides over the organ of speech, Indra over the hands, Upendra over the feet, Mitra over the organ of excretion, and Brihaspati, the god presiding over the, or Prajapati, the god presiding over creation or over the organ of generation. From the Rajasika ego, as it underwent transformation, were evolved 10 Indriyas, the 5 senses of perception, namely the auditory sense, the sense of touch, the sense of sight, the sense of taste, and the olfactory sense, and the 5 organs of action, namely organs of speech, the hands and feet, the organ of generation, and the organ of excretion. Again, the intellect, which is the faculty of cognition, and prana, the faculty of action, are also the evolutes of Rajasika ego. O Narada, the foremost among the knowers of Brahma, so long as these categories, the gross elements and the indriyas, the mind and the trigunas or modes of prakriti, remained dissociated, they could not erect a house in the form of a body. Then, urged by God's power, they combined with one another and, assuming between themselves a role of cause and effect, produced both the cosmic and the individual body. The macrocosm in the form of an egg lay on the casual waters in a lifeless condition for 1,000 years. With the help of time as well as of the destiny and the innate disposition of the individual souls, however, at the end of this period, the Lord, who is the life giver to all, infused life into this egg. Bursting open that cosmic egg, issued therefrom the Supreme Person, the cosmic being, with thousands of thighs, feet, arms, and eyes, and thousands of faces and heads too. It is in his limbs that the wise locate the various worlds comprised in the universe, the 7 lower spheres below his waist, and the 7 higher spheres above his hip and loins. The Brahmana, the priestly class, represent the mouth of this cosmic being, and the Kshatriyas, the warrior class, his arms, the Vaishyas, the trading class, emanated from the Lord's thighs, and the Shudra, the laboring and artisan classes, from his feet. The 7 subterranean spheres and the sphere of the earth are located in his lower limbs, from the feet up to the waist. The Bhuvarloka, the space between earth and heaven, is his navel. The Swargaloka, or Indra's paradise, is the heart, and the Maharloka is the breast of that supreme being. Even so, Janaloka is located in his neck, Tapoloka in his breast, and the Satyaloka, comparatively the eternal abode of Brahma, in his head. Again, the Atala Loka is located in his waist, the Vitala Loka in his thighs, the holy Sutala Loka, the abode of Prahlada, Bali, and other devotees, as well as the Lord himself, as the divine dwarf in his knees, the Talatala in his shanks, even so the Mahatala is located in his ankles, the Rasatala, the forepart of his feet, and the Patala in his soles. In this way, the Supreme Person represents the aggregate of all the 14 worlds. According to another arrangement, the spheres of earth is located in his feet, the Bhuvarloka in his navel, the Swargaloka in his head. This is how the three worlds are located according to this arrangement. Thus ends the fifth discourse in the book 2 of the great and glorious Bhagavata Purana, otherwise known as Paramahamsa Samhita. Thank you.